This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 329 for Wednesday, March 30th. I'm Phil Frantz-Warkentin. The ICE Futures canola market is stronger Wednesday morning, recovering from overnight losses as a rally in the Chicago soy complex provides support. Canola up $1 to over $8. The nearby May contract up $2.80 at $1,137 per ton. New crop November up $3.90 at $963.90. IDEA's recent losses were overdone as the underlying fundamentals remained supportive, added to the move higher. However, strength in the Canadian dollar tempered the upside as the currency moves well above the 80 U.S. cent mark. The USDA releases acreage estimates tomorrow, with positioning ahead of that data likely to account for some of the activity in the grains and oilseeds today. Quarterly U.S. stocks data will also be released Thursday. Soybean, corn, and wheat futures are all stronger this morning, with some of the activity tied to positioning ahead of those reports. Soybeans posting double digits, up 35 cents in the May contract at $16.78 per bushel. Gains in crude oil pulled world vegetable oil markets up as well, with soy oil up over a penny per pound. The USDA reported private export sales this morning of 128,000 tons of soybeans to Mexico for delivery during the new crop year. General expectations ahead of tomorrow's report are for an increase in U.S. soybean acres from the 87.2 million acres farmers seeded last year. However, the extent of that increase remains to be seen. Corn, it's boosted by the gains in oil and beans this morning. The May corn contract up 19 cents at $7.45 per bushel. U.S. corn acres are generally expected to be down from the 93.4 million seeded last year. Wheat, it is up across the board as the ongoing conflict in Ukraine shows no signs of subsiding despite recent ceasefire talks. Minneapolis spring wheat up 18 cents in the May contract at $10.61 per bushel. Kansas City up 27 cents in May at $10.51 per bushel. And Chicago wheat, it's up 21 cents in the May contract at $10.35 per bushel. Persistent dryness concerns in parts of the U.S. and Canada were also supportive, although many areas have received some welcome precipitation recently. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Wednesday, March 30th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz-Warkentin.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.